Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. And today is March the 14th, 2017. It is a Tuesday. We have a live show for you today, and I'm looking forward to that show. So we're going to definitely kick that off. But anytime, if you'd like to jump in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Then hit **. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely will bring you up so that we can have a dialogue, or we can just sit back and chew the fat, because I think it's so important for us to do that. A dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So with that being said, everyone, give us a call at any time during the show. Also, before we get going, let's continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. You can go to the website for Black Talk Radio Network, www.blacktalkradionetwork, and there you'll see the prompt that's there on the far right-hand side for you to give donations. Give some of your financial energy so this network can continue to grow, and so that we will be here in the future. The network and all of the programs that are brought to you by this network will be here, and that is going to take your overall commitment to ensuring that the programming is on air. So definitely give some of your financial energy. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet known as BTR Community, and you can find that also on the website, or you can go to www.btrcommunity.com, and it is right there. And this is a social media network where you can engage in your social media activities without being adversely affected by those postings, those comments, the things that you're promoting or things that other people are promoting. It won't adversely affect you the way that mainstream media adversely affects you, because believe me, people are looking at your profile that you don't know, that are looking at your profile and making a judgment, a character judgment of that, or they're doing a deselection for whatever it is that they want to do, for many, many things, from jobs to everything. So that is how they do it. But Black Talk Radio Network, BTR Community, will never sell your information to any bidder at all. So definitely, it's a place to do it. You can actually promote yourself, your business, an event, or an organization that you're a part of or you're aware of, whatever you think that needs to have more public exposure. You can do that right there at Black Talk at btrcommunity.com. It's only $24 a year for that, okay? So also, if you would like to save as a king or a queen, or save as a lady and a gentleman, you can go to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT.com. Prosperity Mint, check out what's in inventory there. And definitely You can email wolfsixpack1@gmail.com. The website is going to be going through. I'm going to have to take some time off to take care of the website and to a couple of other things. And also, just so you all know, I've got to tell Scotty, I won't be able to be on for the rest of the week. I have some traveling, and then I have some seminars that I have to do. It's just that busy time of the year. So I won't be on tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, Brother Davis, hopefully will be on, but I won't be on Thursday or Friday because of the schedule. Have to do some traveling, and I have to do some seminars that we're going to be at, and I won't be able to do the show. So we will be back on Monday, okay? And so just want to let you all know that. So Scotty may have a rerun or a recording of some things, just so you all know. So go to Prosperity Mint. Check out what's there in inventory. Email Wolf6Pack1. Some things are going to be changing with it. Great, great things are going to be brought to you, and some great opportunities as well. So looking forward to that. And let me see. What else do we have? I think that was – oh, forgot. Also, March 25th is coming up. It's right around the corner. Today is the 14th, so roughly 11 days from now. There's going to be the Family Business Private Wealth Seminar that's going to happen here in Dallas, March the 25th, 2017. At 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., I will be one of the presenters with the Vault Media Group is putting on a private seminar for regarding family business. You definitely want to be that. You can be there. You can email them at capital HFRN. The capital H is the only one that's capitalized. Capital H, lowercase FRN dot VAULT at gmail.com. Capital H, and then everything else is lowercase, FRN dot vault, like a bank vault, at gmail.com. And all you have to do is put in the subject line, March the 25th, 2017 seminar, RSVP, and then they will send you the information so that you can purchase your ticket. Come on down. We're going to have a good time. A lot of people from Tando Radio Show will be there, looking forward to that. So we will definitely do that. Okay, so let's jump. Excuse me. Let's jump into what's in the news, and we're going to definitely cover a couple of things. Let me see here. Oh man, it didn't load up on my little tablet. It's taking its time. See if I can fix it. Okay, so may have to. Well, we'll just run through what's in the news, then I get straight to. Have to go to another route. Everyone, my tablet, I can't see what's there, so got to go to. Okay, here we go. First article. We posted this one after Tando went off yesterday. This comes from Sputnik News. UK Parliament gives final approval for Brexit. So basically, the celebrity figurehead Prime Minister May of Britain can now invoke Article 50 to have Britain leave the EU. It's going to take a little while, but the whole thing, and I said, all falling in line for the overall economic disaster that is going to happen because of this, falling into line. Check out that article. Next article comes from the anti-media. U.S. Army announced troops will stay in Syria after ISIS is defeated. Why? Because they're not there because of ISIS at all. ISIS is the tool that they use to get them there. Damn. And lions. With them. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Hey, did you see that article? Well, it cut the article off. I'll go back and post the link, but in BTR community, I posted just an excerpt of what Ron Paul said. He asked the same question. He said, first of all, this is a violation of international law. The Syrian government did not invite them in, and so this is an illegal invasion under international law. And then he said, well, what's the end game? What's the end game here? What is he going to turn over parts of Syria to these rebels and whatnot, you know, install a puppet government or something? What's going on here?
Man, and exactly, because anybody, it's the U.S. has invaded Syria and is going to, that was on the list of its countries that it was going to invade. It's a long list from Libya to Syria to man, it's just so many countries to Iran, to just somebody. This, the end game is that the empire of the United States has fallen and is going to be the untied states of America. And this is one of the ways that you're going to see that. So, yeah, this is all falling apart. Yeah, I would love to see that, Scotty. And if you would, I'm going to repost that as well inside of Tando Radio Show and BTR Community. Yeah, Ron Paul is absolutely right. Ron Paul has been right about a whole lot of things. So definitely would love to hear that from my man, Scotty. Thank you. Scotty also posted another article that I reposted here in Tando today. We'll get to that. I think it's like one of the last ones. So, but here we go. Also, this next one comes from Newser editorial, Newser.com. It says, a diary of trying, mostly failing, to find food in Venezuela. We're going to definitely take a look at this one because this goes with today's show. Very, very telling. Make sure you all check this out. Next article from the Anti-Media, how the black market is saving two countries from their governments. And those two countries are Greece and Venezuela. And you, too, will be turning upon the black market. And that's a part of today's show. We'll definitely take a look at that. Next article from Reuters. North Korea warns of a merciless strike as U.S. carrier joins South Korea drills. So their attack, North Korea is threatening to attack the U.S. military that is going to be in the area because they're saying that they're infringing on their sovereignty. So this whole thing is being perpetuated, ladies and gentlemen. This war paradigm is unfolding. You need to know. Next article comes from Sputnik News. This is very telling. China ready to cooperate with Syria in anti-terrorist fight, the foreign minister said. You hear, who do you think the terrorist group that they're going to be fighting? The illegal occupiers that are there now.
Dave, I was saying the same thing. As soon as you said it, I was thinking it. Because you are exactly right. Because actually, the Syrians and the Russians have all but defeated, quote unquote, ISIS. And that's they about to mop up. So why is, like Ron Paul said, they don't need you to defeat ISIS. They already well on their way. So what's the end game here? And you reported on this program about Chinese actually being there. Didn't we share an article about them sending advisors or something?
Sure did, Scotty. It was 5 months ago, 5 to 6 months ago. Yep, sure did. Sure did. And that was the first role as they were building up. This is during the time when they were building up. It was roughly 3 months after Turkey shot down the Russian plane. The SU-50, I believe it is. Yep, definitely. That's when China. And then there were agreements that China said that they would back Iran and Syria. Yep, and so here it is. China is ready to reinforce the anti-terrorist cooperation with Syria and other countries. Who do you think the other countries are? Who are the ones working with Syria? That's Russia and Iran. And guess what else is going to happen? North Korea is going to jump in as well. So China ready to reinforce anti-terrorist cooperation with Syria and other countries, the foreign ministry spokeswoman said Monday. China has always disapproved and disapproves now of any form of terrorist activities ready to strengthen the anti-terrorist cooperation with the relevant parties, including Syria, and ensuring the regional security and stability together. Now, why are they saying terrorists? Because that was how the U.S. was used the propaganda to get into all of the wars that they said that they were engaging in when they were really there to steal the assets and to put the overall country under colonizing control. So, okay, we'll use the same language. This is going to explode. This is why they started off with giving so-called equal rights to women in the military, wanting them to be generals, because here in this country, we fell for the okey-doke because we were been hypnotized for so long by this country where we thought that equal rights and civil rights was a good thing. And what they were really doing is that they were moving your daughters to be able to be moved into the theater of battle and to be destroyed on that battlefield. That's exactly what is going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. So, and we need to know these things so we can have an appropriate response to it all. Next article comes from Sputnik News. Trump directs every U.S. agency to carry out spending review. And this is why we're going to be talking about this. Trump has recently proposed a budget that includes $54 billion in cuts to non-defense spending across all departments. Media reports have indicated that the large scale of those cuts will come from the State Department budget. Let me tell you what's really going on, ladies and gentlemen, is the reason why we're having this class, the reason why we're having this show today. This has nothing to do with what they're saying. The U.S. is completely broke, and we're going to show you that. And you can see it and hear it for yourself. Bear with me. I lost my voice. Just bear with me, please. All right, so check out that article. Next article, major, major article as well from Sputnik News. Mexico to boost trade with Russia, EU, as NAFTA hangs in limbo. Mexico is aiming to renew deliveries of beef and pork to Russia and ship honey, chickpeas, meat, and tropical fruit to the European Union. Remember when the celebrity figurehead dump Trump first came into office and he tried to hoo-ride Mexico talking about all this other stuff? You're going to build a wall and then we're going to renegotiate NAFTA. Every deal has to be in the best interest of the United States. And then he supposedly was bragging how he chewed out the Mexican president. And what did I tell you was going to happen? What did I say was going to happen right after? What did Mexico do? Mexico let him rant and feel like he's threatening. He said, what do you need me to do to secure the border down? You need for me to send the military down there? And what was that a sign of? Mexico realized that that Trump is thinking about invading Mexico. Why would you invade Mexico? Because Mexico has three times the resources that the United States has. Mexico knows that. So what did Mexico do? Let him talk. Let him boast. Let him brag. And then when we hang up this phone, we're going to make another phone call. We're going to call China. We're going to call Russia. And we're going to call Iran. We're going to call all the other nations that are moving against them. And Mexico is strategically placed to totally annihilate the United States. And that's exactly what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. So, oh, Mexico's going to build that wall, all right, and they're going to pay for it. But they're building it for a different reason, and we've been talking about that for a while, to keep you out. So check out that story, and you'll see what I mean by that in a minute. You'll see what I mean by Mexico will build that wall, but it's not for what you think. It's not for what you've been propagandized and what you've been told. Far beyond that. Next article comes from Sputnik. Well, let me just say it real quick. It's because you're not going to have the overall food asset access that you have now. You'll be doing, your people that are unprepared will be doing just what people in Venezuela is doing, running into Colombia for food.
Dave, I have a question.
Exact same thing. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I was reading today that in 2010, and this was not, I did not see, and you know, because I run this network, in the nature of my program being political, that I keep up with the news and everything that's happening.
Yes.
Now, I did not see these headlines, but did you hear that in 2010, this one particular Mexican drug cartel, where some of its members are actually also, you know, American citizens, but they down there in Texas, and it's primarily a prison gang, but they had assassinated a couple of U.S. consulate members.
Yep, they sure did. Yep, I'm very aware of that story. Yes, I read it. Yes, it's so true. The infiltration is great. The infiltration is great, and you're going to see this is the assassination period right now, ladies and gentlemen. You had the North Korean older brother of the North Korean regime was recently assassinated outside of the country. He left. He was in exile, left the country, and then he was assassinated. Who assassinated him? Who do you think assassinated him? I'll tell you who assassinated him. Most likely, the current administration in North Korea assassinated him because they knew that the U.S. was going to try to prop him up and to overthrow and destabilize North Korea and try to assassinate the current administration and put him in place. So what did they do? They destroyed the competition. The assassinations is huge, and you're going to see this goes right along when Scotty is so perceptive, because that goes right along with one of the articles that's in today's what's in the news. So important. So yeah, this is really growing, ladies and gentlemen. You need to know this. You're not really hearing this anywhere else. We try to give you things way before they happen so that you can properly prepare for right now for when it does happen. That's the key. You don't wait for it to happen. So this is very important. Next article from Sputnik News. Reasons behind Pentagon concern over increasing Russian influence in North Africa. I was telling you yesterday that they want to control Libya, Tunisia, and all of that northern Africa area because it's strategical for what's going on. It's all about assets, ladies and gentlemen. Check out that article. Next article. And this one comes from Natural Society. Investigation reveals Subway chicken is only 50% chicken DNA. I didn't mean to laugh, but check out that. Maybe we should be eating Subway, y'all. I'm tell you that we really shouldn't. So check out that article. Next article. This one comes from. Hold on, let me fix this. Daggone it. Next article comes from Business Insider. Oh, cool. It jumped up and did it for me. Okay, cool. All right, next article from Business Insider. The leading presidential candidate in South Korea could thaw U.S. plan to counter the North. The current president was just impeached. Park was just impeached. And the new one is not warm to the United States. Oh, it's about to get ugly and all. Because I'm going to tell you why, ladies and gentlemen, and you heard it here with us, talked about it before. There's going to be a move to reunify reunify the Koreas. And it's going to happen. And it is going to happen. Because of the economic, geopolitical direction of things, there will be no reason for them to be enemies any longer. There will be no reason for the DMZ. They will reunify the Koreas, and that is going to be a powerful, powerful nation once they do it, in my opinion. So check out that article. Next article, Trump to host Chinese president, celebrity figurehead, President Jinping at the Mar-a-Lago in April next month. So the celebrity figurehead of China president is coming to the U.S., and believe me, there are reasons for that because everything is starting to fall in place. And believe me, don't be surprised if the celebrity figurehead Trump is begging them for debt relief and for the continuance of the debt. We'll see how it works out. It is getting ugly. So check out that article. Next article. This goes with what we're talking about with Scotty. This comes from Business Insider. SEAL Team 6 is reportedly training for a decapitation strike against North Korea's Kim regime. Did you hear that? You know what that means, decapitation strike? See, that's fancy. That's politically correct for state-funded, state-organized, and state-condoned assassination, which is completely illegal. SEAL Team 6, and it's not just SEAL Team 6. It's Delta Force and it's other that are in positioning. So let me just say this. Don't be surprised if they beat you to the punch, and then that be the key to jump off this whole war, and you know exactly what I mean. And I wouldn't be surprised, and you heard me say it here, I wouldn't be surprised if you're going to have a Kennedy effect. Remember where the Bushes and Lyndon Johnson was involved in Kennedy's assassination, don't be surprised if Pence doesn't do it. That's why he was there the whole time. The whole time. So this whole thing, and then they have all of the plausible deniability, all of they have the perfect boogeyman to say that this is who did it. And then what will that do? Expand the whole war. Oh, they're going to shock you with different things. They gave you some things almost 20 years ago in New York. Oh, they're going to come with a different shocker, but they're going to keep the same thing playing it all over again. It's all about control, subjugation, and enslavement. Check out that article. Next article from also from Business Insider. Looks like the Philippines may start building South China Sea as well. They're going to start militarizing it. It's all done. And then the next article, my man Scotty sent this one. Thanks, Scotty, for sending this one. This came from he posted this one, so I had to repost it. This comes from Bloomberg. Toshiba could just Toshiba to miss second earnings deadline and is facing delisting risk, where they will kick it off of out of the market. So this is going to continue to happen. And you're going to see. And remember, the third largest shipping company in the world has already been bankrupt. This whole everything is repositioning itself for what's going on. So Toshiba is in risk of being delisted from the Tokyo Stock Exchange, meaning they're going to take it off. It's not going to be traded. It's not going to be publicly traded. So check out that article. Very, very important. So, all right, everyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation today, today's show is going to be the table of preparedness. And the leg that we're going to be looking at today is protection. And the underline for this is for when the cash runs out. We're going to look at the overall table of preparedness. And the table of preparedness is food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. We're going to take a look at the leg of protection today, what you need to be doing to protect yourself from what's going to be happening here and what's going to be going on in the world. And I highly suggest that you prepare yourself and your family for this. But before we do that, there's something that I want you to hear that was ran on CNBC today. And this has everything to do with Gates. Bill Gates said in Munich, with all of the militaries. What is Bill Gates doing at a NATO summit regarding the militaries of the world? Because he is a part of the overall bio warfare against everyone. Just like NASA is a part of the military.
Dave, would we call that the shadow government?
We would call it the shadow government, yes. It's all a part of that, that military portion of it, yes. NASA is a big part of it. Why do you think, let me ask you something. How many civilians do you see flying, when they were flying the Challengers and their overall space vehicles into space, how many of those were ever flown by any civilian? None of them were flown by them. None of them was commanding that ship. Everyone that commanded that ship was from the military. Yes, they had brought civilians along. Who was running that? That's the military. And they lie to you about everything. That's why it's colonels that fly those, command those, the space, the Challenger, Discovery, Voyager, Endeavor. It's all military, folks. Same here. And what I want to play for you real quickly, I want you to really pay attention. This was today that was on CNBC. Let me just set this thing up. I couldn't get it into very, very telling. Remember what Bill Gates talked about? A pandemic that will kill millions and millions of people. And we're on the threshold of that. Well, this is what was talking about. So I'm going to play this for you all. Let me just get this loaded up. And this is biosecurity warning, hackers targeting DNA. Biosecurity warning, hackers are targeting biosecurity warning, hackers are targeting DNA. And you can find this on the CNBC. Just look under the latest videos and you'll see it there.
Dave, so, before you play that, just something that I heard on Time for Awakening Radio, which is part of the Black Talk Radio Network. And one of the listeners, she listens to Tando as well. And if she's listening, I would love for her to call into Tando to give the same report that she gave on Time for Awakening about this bill. I can't remember the bill name, but it is where they are forcing employees, they will force employees to submit their DNA in order to get, like, health care through the company or something like that, creating this database and what have you. And when you mention that about hacking, you know, these DNA databases, that's the first thing that came to my mind. There's a bill in Congress. She said it was introduced by someone from here, from North Carolina, and I got to do my follow-up on it, but where they want to compel you to give up your DNA in order to stay employed at some of these places. It's crazy.
Yep, it's crazy. And Roz posted that yesterday, and I had a conversation about that today with another person. Yes, it's definitely being done. Definitely being, and it all ties in together. This is the conspiracy agenda, ladies and gentlemen. This is not the conspiracy theory. This is the conspiracy agenda that's unfolding right now as we speak, and you need to know. So, very, very important. Yeah, so, sister, if you're listening to Tando, definitely give us a call. I know what it is, but I would love to hear from someone else on it. Here we go.
Cyber and border security have been touted as huge risks to our national security. And now you can add DNA security to that list. Eamon Jabbers has more on this troubling story. Eamon?
Yeah, hi, Kelly. I'll tell you what, I've been to a lot of briefings in this town, but none like the briefing that I went to yesterday at a large federal law enforcement agency here in Washington with a federal law enforcement official. The conditions were we couldn't name the agency or the official, but the official laid out a stark warning to American pharmaceutical companies and healthcare companies, saying that they're not doing enough to secure Americans' biological data. That's health information and DNA information. Here's what the official told a couple of us reporters yesterday, saying that Asian-based companies are creating large data sets of U.S. DNA and health info. That's of concern to officials inside the U.S. government. They say that data could be used to create tailored bioweapons or specific vaccines or get to a vaccine for a pandemic before the United States can get to it. When they say Asian-based companies here, I think we're on safe ground, assuming they're talking about Chinese genetic testing companies, but they did not specify China in the briefing. It could also be used to undermine U.S. leadership in the pharmaceutical industry, and that's the concern the official really expressed very directly. There's an economic threat here to the United States as all of this U.S. genetic data is going offshore, that the pharmaceutical industry will lose its advantage globally. Here's a quote from the official yesterday saying, the offensive capabilities go to the sci-fi nightmare scenarios. Right now, your DNA sequence on its own doesn't mean much, but on a population scale, it means a whole lot. So, Kelly, some concerns here from the U.S. government about these companies offshore in Asia that are testing Americans' DNA and then presumably able to keep that DNA information in data offshore in those home countries that can be used in a big data kind of way to search for weapons and also vaccines, Kelly.
Eamon, stay with us. Mike, the one thing that occurs to me is that this kind of major warning is at the very infancy of this industry.
Yes.
So is it enough to make people think twice about, do I really want to get involved in this? I mean, is it enough for 23andMe and some of these others to kind of have to call everything into question? Or are people just going to accept, oh, it's like email. I might get hacked. I'm going to do
it. Email or, you know, all phone records are being swept. Because if I understand Eamon's point, is that it's in aggregate that the data is being analyzed and they're looking for vulnerabilities. It's not necessarily my data attached to me as an individual and they're going to come after me. So it creates a kind of a very kind of tenuous link between what I decide to do for my own edification and then maybe the threat that's out there.
And that, Eamon, I'm just wondering, does that mean that getting access to individual records would be a possible next step here at all?
Well, access to individual records, this official said that the possible motive to some of the hacks of healthcare companies that we've seen, where millions of Americans' healthcare data have been stolen, might be not to create a financial incentive to steal that information for financial gain, but to amass this biological big data that can be used for these other purposes. This official saying ultimately that if your DNA is stolen, your DNA information is stolen, it's not like financial information where you can get it back. There's recourse. Once your DNA information is stolen, it's gone, and you can't get it back because you can't change your DNA.
Exactly. You can change your credit card number. Makes me think. Would you ever do it?
Brave new world.
No specific interest in doing it, but I don't know that this necessarily puts it any less likely.
Okay. That was from CNBC. Very, very important. And there's a couple of key things that's being there. Let me give you the stage. This is my man, Scotty. Jump in, Scotty. Jump in if you can, if you're there.
Yes.
In my opinion, here's what's, and Scotty, go ahead and say what, because you had sent me a comment. Tell everybody what you said.
In 1998, the neocons, part of the shadow government and the government that we see, like Wolf Witzer, Jeb Bush, a whole number of them, they sent a letter. It was a think tank called the Project for a New American Century, and they produced a white paper from this think tank called Rebuilding America's Defenses. And one of the things I found in that paper where they were talking about building bio weapons where they can target people by ethnicity, by eye color, by whatever biological factors that may be present in the population they looking to target. The reason they want to develop these weapons so they can wipe the population out while leaving the infrastructure intact.
Yep, that's exactly it. And here's also what they want to do. They want to strategically wipe out certain areas of that because they want to continue to maintain. You know, they're doing this in multiple ways. I'm going to tell you what some of the multiple ways they're doing this. See, everybody thinks that technology is great, but see, technology is only as good as the person that is using it or creating the algorithms for it. Everything good that man has created that is sincere, there has been another man or group of men or a group of organizations or fraternities that have stolen or taken that patent by force or by fear and used it for their purpose, known as the governments of the world. Here's a couple of things, problems with this. They are going to move to where they're going to have, where you're going to have, you're going to have bio organisms that are what is it with, like the drones, the Android people, it escapes me with the term that they use real quick, that you hear a lot about the robots and things of that nature. Okay, here's what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to actually be able to try to create digitally and genetically create a GMO robotic person to follow the rules and the orders, because real living beings don't do that very well and for long. So what does that mean? They're going to get rid of a large population. And how do you do that? It has to be strategical so people don't know. What they just told you, keywords, they said vaccinations. What are they doing with all of the children right now? What are they doing with schools saying that the children have to be vaccinated to go to school? What are they doing now? They're saying that doctors and nurses have to be vaccinated in order to work in their fields. What are they doing? They're telling people in order for you to have a job, you're going to have to be vaccinated. And then here's the plausible deniability is that, oh, my goodness, we didn't know that. We need to do this, but it's been compromised. And what did they do? They projected a boogeyman. They said an Asian country. What does that mean? That gives them free rein for them to do it themselves and blame it on someone else. Or for the fraternal orders to do it, and they can go back and forth. Just like the left wing and the right wing of the political party in this country, everybody gets so divided, ready to kill a Republican or a Democrat across the street, and when the whole party system is going to destroy both of you. So who's the clown here?
Dave, you made a great point that I didn't even consider, because I was thinking, well, maybe this quote unquote Asian country. Now, again, look at the crappy journalism in that. Now, if they did not name China, how irresponsible from a journalistic perspective to say China's name? Well, that was by design, because what you just said, to project a boogeyman. To project this boogeyman. So I was thinking, you know, well, maybe they got the idea from y'all talking about it in the 1990s, and they going to preempt you. You know what I'm saying? But I hadn't even considered what you said, which is so important, to project the boogeyman, to blame. What did the WikiLeaks document say the CIA had the capability of doing? Hacking a system and then making it look like the Russians did it. So this is the same thing, projecting a boogeyman, so when something goes down, they can point at non-white people and say they did it.
Yeah, definitely. And here's the key to this whole thing. Do you realize that they hypnotized this society so much that that's the trigger to put you in into a catatonic state? Where you just lay over on your back, and you just led as the walking dead. Walking dead has nothing to do with what it was subliminal for what the agenda is for everybody right now. So here's the dangerous part in that. They said vaccinations. Who's the biggest pusher of vaccinations? Bill Gates. And what are they saying right now, ladies and gentlemen? The new auction block on Wall Street before they put the walls up is not going to be where they sell a body, but when they sell the DNA of groups and multiples of people. This is the Noah's Ark, ladies and gentlemen, attack. Because Noah's Ark did not have individual animals on it. It had the DNA of those animals so that they can reproduce it after they destroy the living ones. Same thing here. This is the Noah's Ark syndrome that's going on here. And they're going to play it again. So this is things that you need to know. They're letting you know what they're going to do from the same people that's going to do it. And I would highly suggest go to CNBC and check out that. They're telling you beforehand. And remember what I talked about, Ancestry.com and all this other stuff? That yes, they have your DNA and everything, but they are tricking, they're hypnotizing people by way of convenience, by way of falsehoods, how this hypnotism works is that they don't get you to question them anymore. You just look at the superficial. What are you talking about? I want to find out my ancestry thing. And you don't even realize that something would have told you that that's not what this liar is doing with it. They're doing something else with it. But we have blind faith because we've been taught to obey in that hypnotized state that we're in. We walk around like the walking dead. Why are we walking around as the walking dead? Because we don't live as we were designed to live, because we surrender that by taking their deal. Every deal you make with the devil, every deal that you make with the adversary, you lose your soul. We're soulless walking. And I think it's high time that we change this, because we can't. You can. It's going to take, it's just like being addicted to anything else. You're going to have to go through a decontaminate. You're going to have to decontaminate. You're going to have to detoxify. You're going to have to go through withdrawals. And that withdrawal is going to be everything from friends, family, to position, to comforts. But is it all worth it? The system would tell you, nah, it's not worth it. I can give you the whole world if you'll just bow down to me. I'll give you all the bread that you want because I created it. So, choice is yours. Always has been, always will be. So this is something that I definitely wanted to do. So we're going to, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. We're going to jump into today's show. We're going to talk about the table of preparedness, and we're going to talk about protection. And one of the things that I really need to get into with you all is that today is the 14th. Tomorrow is March the 15th. It was a couple of years ago that the celebrity figurehead Barack Obama and Boehnert, the former Speaker of the House, during the government shutdown period, to avoid the government shutdown, they extended the overall debt level or the debt ceiling that the U.S. government can have. And in that last agreement, they said that by March the 15th of 2017, if the United States has not corrected or has added or has changed its overall debt ceiling, then that on the 15th of March of 2017, the debt ceiling will be law at $20 trillion. Today is the 14th. They aren't even having discussions about it. Tomorrow, it becomes law that the debt ceiling is always going to be at $20 trillion. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? That means that you are moving rapidly towards high time to where your overall currency will be nothing. Since 1913, it's already lost 96% of its purchasing power. If it's lost that much purchasing power, ladies and gentlemen, it's guaranteed to lose 100%. That other 4% is just hanging on to the appropriate time that they kick it over. Why? Because the system created it. Tomorrow, the debt ceiling will be sealed as law as $20 trillion, meaning they cannot raise it. They can't borrow anymore. And they only have roughly around $300 billion. And the debt ceiling is at, I meant to look at it. I don't want to mess up my, let me check. The debt ceiling, let me look at it real quick. I meant to do that before. The debt ceiling is around to actually where it is right now. Let's take a look at it right now as we speak, because we couldn't do it. You got to look at it in real time because it changes completely. It's continuously going up. Let me pull this up. Debt of the United States. And it is 19. Let me just give me a second. Sorry about this, everyone. Let me this is just from what they are admitting to. Holy shoot. You serious? All right. Let me just look at the national debt clock. The national debt clock right now is at, oh, man. They don't have $300 billion. They got less than that. They have roughly around 200 and some billion left. The debt ceiling right now, national debt that's emitted from the USDebtClock.org is $19,917,000,000,000. 9.9, ladies and gentlemen. As of tomorrow, the law says it can't be increased at all. They can't borrow from anyone. They can't randomly borrow or increase the debt ceiling. And Trump is talking about he's going to do all of this and do all of that. He ain't going to do nothing. That overall, let's give it the $300,000, the $300 billion. The U.S. goes through every month, just from what they admit to, which they're lying about, is much, much worse. We are nowhere near $19 trillion. We've been past that a long, long time ago.
Dave.
Maybe 10 years ago. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
One of the points Ron Paul raised in his article was how, like, this in reinvasion. Well, I don't want to call it a reinvasion because they never left. but this escalation that's taking place in Syria, and you know that can blow up. And then the moves they're making in South China, man, how they going to pay for it? That's what Ron Paul said. How you going to pay for this?
Yeah, exactly. And they're doing this because when you can't pay, you have to kill your lender. Because we're talking about the liquidation and the bankruptcy and the liquidation of the United States. This is the untied states of America. So this is huge. That $300 billion that they may have, maybe less, is they run through around $75 to $80 billion from their own emission. Let me put it in for you all. Let's just say you got an uncle or aunt that lives off of debt, and they have a debt credit card of $1,000. And they're living off of that credit card for everything that they do. And they are at $917. They're at $917. And they are trying to apply for a loan for more debt. And then they get told, no, we're going to keep you at $1,000. And that's it. And they have a rent, mortgage, obligation, cars, and everything else that exceeds $2,000. And it's coming up, and it's on the 15th, and they need to have it by the 20th. By the 1st. That's the position the U.S. is in now. It doesn't matter how much they have left. The projection says that they're gone. Mathematically impossible for the U.S. to get out of its overall economic debt obligations, even by way of war. The only way that they would be able to get out of this is to defeat and destroy all of their borrowers and to steal the rest of the world's assets. Because the rest of the world is going to know. The rest of the world already knows who they are and what they're doing, so they're going to align with those that they're going to be fighting because they know that if they lose, all hell is going to break loose if they win. This is why you're seeing the moves that you're seeing. But it's not just the debt ceiling. It's just one. Tomorrow, they're going to raise interest rates. So now, because your overall interest pay, then they send you, your $2,000 is now going up to $2,500 that you're going to have to pay because we're going to tack on even more interest because the interest rate is going. So you're going to have to pay us more interest. You have Holland having their elections tomorrow, and that's going to determine the Brexit is what, not Brexit, but the overall euro implications that they want to get out of it. You have that. That's the biggest thing. But then you have March the 21st. That's when Iran no longer loses the dollar when it's publicized. They ain't been using it anyhow. So we are in dire straits. What I want to do, how much time we got? We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of a commercial break, I want to play something for you. Then I'm going to come back and explain it. And then there's an article that we have to look at. And that article is about Venezuela. And the article that you definitely need to read is a diary of trying, mostly failing, to find food in Venezuela. There may be a diary in Venezuela, but there's going to be encyclopedias that's going to be written about that in the untied states of America. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. We'll go to the commercial break. We'll come right back. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, let me just play this. This dude, just to help my voice out as well. This dude, his name is David Stockton. He was a part of the Reagan administration. And he's going to tell you what he thinks about this. And then I'm going to give you my take and how this all works with Venezuela and what you need to be doing. I'm going to give you a heads up as to what you need to be doing. You need to be acquiring as many assets as you possibly can right now. And let me tell you something. Cash is not an asset. You need to be doing what the rest of the world is doing, taking that cash and getting assets. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're going to be ready to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation after we finish, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And I need you to really read between the lines, ladies and gentlemen, in today's show. We've been talking about a lot of things that you should be doing because I want to make sure that we get to some of it. But this is, in my opinion, it's more than dire. It is, you know, your overall well-being. Now, what I want to do is I'm going to play for you. This gentleman's name is Stockman, and he was used to be at the Office of Management and Budget. And so just read between the lines, hear what's going on, and we're going to talk about, it's about 14 minutes long, so I'm going to jump right into this, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it, and we need to look at some of the things, some solutions that you need to be doing right now. It's collective prudence. You need to be moving into things now, because your opportunity to do that is not, you are not going to be able to compete with those other individuals that have not prepared and have more means and capability. But not only that, you don't want to get into that line. You see what we're talking about when we hit Venezuela. So let's listen to David Stockman. And this was from CNBC. It was right after the Trump speech. Here we go.
That simply isn't going to happen. There will be no big tax cut. There will be no $15 or $20 a share reduction in the corporate rate. I think that Wall Street is totally misreading Washington. It's pricing in a fantasy about a Trump stimulus that simply isn't going to happen. There will be no big tax cut. There will be no $15 or $20 a share reduction in the corporate rate. Infrastructure stimulus.
David, how do you know that?
Because we're heading into a debt ceiling trap that will grind the whole system to a halt by June or July. People are forgetting we've been on debt ceiling holiday. That holiday ends
right, well,
on
that's
March.
Not necessarily new to Donald Trump. That's
It's totally new to Donald Trump. He tweeted last weekend that he'd reduced the debt by $12 billion. It's actually up $187 billion in the first 35 days that he's been in office. The cash on the Treasury's balance sheet, and this is the key point I'm trying to get to, was $382 billion the day he was sworn in last Friday. It was $178 billion. It's bled $200 billion of cash, a fifth of a trillion, while he didn't even have his economic team in place. When they get to March 15th, and the debt ceiling freezes at $20 trillion, they'll have maybe $200 billion of cash. That is being run out $3 to $4 to $5 billion a day. By June, it will be gone, and there is no pathway, I will assert, to a majority in the House or Senate to pass a debt ceiling increase in the trillions in order to make any of this stuff possible.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. And let me just respectfully push back here. I'm not taking a side either way. But some would argue that Trump's whole negotiation tactic, it all resides on what we've seen from him in the past. For example, his book, The Art of the Deal, how he comes to the table to put a deal together. He's also leveraged himself before. Could it be that he's looking at a different way
bankruptcy
system than we've seen before?
He might be, but that makes it even more dangerous and reckless. This isn't Atlantic City casinos in the jump bond market in 1991. This is the big time. This is $20 trillion of debt, and this is a House Republican majority that doesn't exist. That's a delusion. It's a gang of factions. They're already beginning to splinter and fracture as a result of the Obamacare repeal and replace, which, by the way, is going to spill much blood over the next 3 or 4 months, and they won't even get to tax reform before the debt crisis hits. We will have a government shutdown. It is totally unexpected, unpriced in, as they say, by Wall Street. It will spook everybody, and Trump is so reckless that this could go on for days or weeks or months in a way that we've never seen before. The 2011 crisis with Obama will be a Sunday school picnic compared to what's likely coming down the pike. So the speech Tuesday night was irrelevant. Besides that, it was the most irresponsible fiscally speech given by a president since, you know, LBJ talked about guns and butter. How can he possibly raise defense by $50 billion, more for veterans, the $1 trillion, infrastructure program, more for education, medical credits, all the rest, and then cut taxes by $3 to $5 trillion, which he also promised? This is
David,
complete madness, I'll tell you.
Let's talk about the markets for a minute, because he is taking credit for the run that the Dow has had here, and a lot of people are saying that's a big mistake.
I think he'll rue the day he took credit. You should never predicate what you're trying to do for the long run, as well as intended as he might be, on what the robo-machines are doing in the short run, and that's clearly what's running today. The robo-machines can read words, and therefore when he speaks, they hit the buy key, but they can't read the tea leaves in Washington, because it's far more complex, far more opaque than the stimulus the machines are used to. The stimulus the machines are used to comes from the Fed. The Fed is simple, transparent, stupid, and predictable. Washington is absolutely the opposite. They think the baton is being handed off to fiscal, and it is not going to happen.
Brian wants to jump in here, David.
Okay. Okay, so, hi, Brian Stelling here.
Yeah,
so,
Brian,
here's one question. 2012 to 13, we had the fiscal cliff worry, and we had a House divided. We had Republicans in Congress, we had a Democratic president, and yet they somehow managed to raise the debt ceiling and get through that time. Why do you not think, when you have a Republican Congress, a Republican president, that we just simply won't raise the debt ceiling, figure that problem out, and yes, maybe we'll live in a higher interest rate environment because it's going to be more expensive to borrow money, But why can't that happen?
Because you now have a Republican president and a Republican House that is not about to start a bipartisan negotiation like Obama did with Boehner. The reason that the Freedom Caucus exists today and that the Tea Party is still half of the back benches is they believe they were sold out time after time after time by Boehner and the Republican leadership, and that's how they passed the debt ceiling. Now, Trump has declared war on the Democrats. He's declared war on the border, on immigrants, the deportations, all the rest of it. The Democrats are not going to deliver any votes, in my view, for a debt.
Okay, so, see, what I want to talk about now, and I think it was critical. I think it's critical that we understand. I wanted to stop it there for a second because we got to really talk about what was said here. So if you notice, the one question that was the most telling is, why can't we just raise the debt ceiling? Why can't they just come together and just raise the debt? They could just print up and everything else. See, this is someone that has no clue how economies work. It's just like this is shows that someone is addicted to currency, addicted to debt. This is the perfect slave mentality.
Dave.
And put it to you this way. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
It could be more sinister than that, man. Why does he have a job on the network, on a major news network, mass media outlet, and sitting in on a segment about, no, man, somebody gave him that script. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, somebody gave him that script. Yes,
yeah, he
definitely.
Ain't dumb, he ain't stupid, but that's the agenda that they need to push, and how do you push it? Mass media.
Mass media. That's exactly it. And here's what it is. When they said raising that, and I wanted to raise it, Scotty's absolutely right. He was reading the script. He was told in his mic what he was supposed to, the point that he was supposed to bring up. Because that was the trigger for you. He knows. The person that whispered in his ear, they know. Stockman knows. They know why you shouldn't be doing it, but the general population doesn't. They think cash is money. And just print more money. Give me that. And this is the thing. The addiction that you have, that we have to currency and to debt, is because we're addicted to being enslaved. And they've actually propagandized and got us to surrender ourselves to that. Here's how it works. It's just like a junkie on heroin. They always say, just give me just one more hit. They don't care about the hits that they've taken in the past that they put into their bodies and the overall adverse effect that it's having on your living body. We don't look at the adverse effects that cash has on our sovereignty and our self-determination and our overall inalienable talents and abilities. And because we don't know that, the junkie doesn't care, nor knows that that next syringe full of heroin may stiff them completely out. That's exactly what's going to happen here. You can raise the debt limit all you want. You can raise it all you want, but that will not cure you of what ails you. What ails you is this. You have your labor and your energy is being stolen for nothing in return. You are we are the hamster in the wheel. Running and getting nowhere. Because we're inside of a cage with that wheel there for us to create energy that's attached to a generator, and we're running that generator. The key here is that cash is not money. It doesn't matter how much you create, the rest of the world is not going to accept it anymore. And since we've been saying, cream, cash rules everything around me. Give me all the cash I can have. Let me hold on to cash. Give me cash. You got trash. And the world is showing you, giving you instances, proven historical instances that are happening right now as to why you need to protect yourself from the promissory note of destruction. You can't print your way out of this. But see, here's the key. They aren't printing their way. Their economy is not threatened. It's yours. You can't. Cash isn't going to save you out of this. What you have to do is you have to leverage it. There's a such thing as good debt and bad debt. Cash is, you can use it as good or bad debt. How you determine where you set the weight of it is going to determine if it's good or bad. What are you using with your cash? If you're holding on to it, it's being weighed against you. It's deleveraging you. If you're moving it and acquiring assets, regardless of how much, you are moving bad debt into good assets. You are protecting yourself from an immoral default. You're transferring the liability of default from yourself to the immoral lender. What does that mean? That means that you're transferring the pain that would happen to you because all you have is cash and you default. You get repossessed of this. There won't be anything that would be repossessed of you. It will go the other way, the one that gave you the debt, because they got a debt problem because it doesn't affect you anymore. So very, very important. So I want to get back to this. It's just a couple of more minutes of it, and I hope I didn't mess it up. So here we go. One sec.
Democrats are not going to deliver any votes, in my view, for a debt ceiling increase unless he throws in the towel on Obamacare and on border control and all the rest of it, which he won't do because he would have a revolt on the right. The politics today are three times more fraught than they were in any of the years that you mentioned when we barely got through in prior terms.
All right, David, final question to you. You say the market's going lower from here. How much lower?
Who knows? I think there is a massive fantasy built in that an economy 92 months into an expansion, almost the longest in history, can suddenly get up on its hind legs and start growing again. Profits are still down. You know, they're in the last 12 months, they're still about 10 or 12% below the peak in September 2014. I see nothing to reaccelerate the economy or profits, and I see a huge mess, bloodbath, fiscal stalemate in Washington that will remove any of the stimulus that, you know, the traders are expecting from infrastructure and big tax cuts and all the rest.
All right, David Stockman, thank you so much for calling in. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, so that's the debt ceiling that is going to, it's happening, it's done deal. It's snowing. Congress is already at home. It's sealed tomorrow. And what that means, ladies and gentlemen, is that that 4% purchasing power that your dollar now has is going to be lost. And now it's going to go in a negative. Oh, zero is not the worst. Negative. There's always negative. They're going to be charging you for having a bank account. They're going to be charging you for trying to have hold on. It's called 0% interest rate, ZERP. 0% interest rate. Very, 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 very damaging. So hold on. We got Brother Davis that's in queue. Brother Davis, if you can, when you get a chance, unmute yourself. If we're going to do Wise Wednesday tomorrow, let everyone know. and then we'll jump right back into the show. You can give us a call right after the break. So we got Brother Davis. Brother Davis, Brother Davis, it's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Hey, my brother, it's always good. It's always good. Hey, man, it's a great show as usual. You never get enough information. So I want to pass on to those who are studious. Look up H.R. 1313. This is, once again, another invasion of you as a citizen. They're passing a bill in which employers can demand bio tests of their employees in order to offer them a better quality of health care. Does that sound strange? But that's how they're wording it. And literally what they're doing is they're going to demand a swab of your DNA in order, and they're trying to tell you that it's going to bring you a better quality of health care. But in reality, any time that they look in that deep and want to get that personal about anybody, they want something more. So you have to pick up on that. But don't take my word for it. I always say, do your own due diligence. It's House Bill H.R. 1313. I've been doing research on it all day, and it's terrifying. You hear me? It is terrifying. But listen, on to my show tomorrow night. My show tomorrow night is going to be about rejuvenation. Now, the reason being is because we're under a lot of stress. And a lot of times we fail to realize what stress does to the body. Literally, stress can make you ill, and it can kill you over a period of time. So we must have our understanding on not only being able to identify what is stressful, not only that, but to be able to put yourself in a state of control so stress doesn't control you. And three, how to be able to identify stress so that you don't get caught up in those processes that allow stress to work on you. So tomorrow night's definitely going to be on regeneration. I'm looking forward for Wise Wednesday. And Brother Dave, once again, brother, you're knocking it out of the park.
Man, Brother Davis, thank you for bringing us, because we were wondering. I know Roz had posted that yesterday, and I knew that you were going to be, you and Sister Davis was going to be, going through that. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show, because definitely stress is something that we have to be able to negate and have to be able to more than just manage. We have to be able to dilute it, definitely. And Brother Davis, definitely looking forward to that one. Tomorrow's Wise Wednesday, rejuvenation tomorrow with Brother Davis and who all. We all need that. So definitely thank you so much, Brother Davis, and give our regards to the Queen. Much love, much respect, Brother Davis. So tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, you heard Brother Davis. We all need to be there for that one. Okay, so what I want to do now as I want to, and in the, it's so good. We talked about that in the beginning of the show, and Brother Davis said, here it is, 1313, H.R., I forgot what he said, 13, I think it was 1313, but I'm going to go back. I'm going to be able to hear it, and then I will check it out. But I know Roz had posted it, and they had a conversation with someone, and this is all falling into place. You know, one of the things that Brother Davis, and he bust out laughing, he said, isn't this crazy? They want to give you a better form of health care. Well, let me tell you something about health care. No man, no living being needs health care. They need health cures. Health care means that they are going to drain your overall energy until you are no longer physically existent. Health care kills. And they treat you by synthetic ways. They're caring for their investment. So very, very, very important. So definitely we'll check that out tomorrow with Brother Davis. So, all right, so this debt ceiling thing. So how does this really play out? Let me give you the best way that you can see it is twofold. You can see it in Greece, and you can see it inside of Venezuela. And that should be your best guide. I put an article. I won't be in on Friday, so I won't be able to have it, but you need to read this, how the black market is saving two countries from their government. You need to read that article. And we've been talking about that from the very first time that we came on Tando. I said the black market is going to be ruling, and you need to position yourself so that you can engage in that market, because that's where all the leverage is going to be. So, but let's take a look at what this debt ceiling means. There's an article that was that I posted from newser.com. And it says, the diary of trying, mostly failing, to find food in Venezuela. And we've done this before, but what I want you to do is I want you to substitute the person, and this is going to be Fabiola Zeppa. Substitute Ms. Zeppa for you, but her overall obstacles and her challenges, multiply them by 1,000 or 10,000, because that is what the overall equivalent obstacles will be here in the United States, because the variables for the United States are much bigger than Venezuela. Here goes the article, and I posted there, and it says that a diary of trying, mostly failing, to find food in Venezuela. A Bloomberg reporter charts her efforts over a month. So she works for Bloomberg. She's a Bloomberg reporter. Venezuela is in dire straits, and plenty of stories catalog how the nation's political crisis is setting off a humanitarian crisis as well. This was from July of last year. Setting off a humanitarian crisis as well, like so. But for a more personal look, let's check out the diary kept by a reporter, Fabiola Zeppa, at Bloomberg, as she remains on a constant hunt for food and the necessities for herself and her two, I don't use the word kids, I'm going to substitute that for children, ages, her two children, ages 8 and 10. And her husband, Isaac. The first entry on June the 9th notes that Venezuelan adults are assigned 2 days a week to shop for regulated staples at the government set up prices based on their national ID numbers. Here, hers are Thursdays and Sundays. Though Sundays are useless because stores pretty much give up on selling goods on the weekend a while ago. And Thursdays are only marginally more successful given the hours of long wait at lines at the supermarket with no guarantees of finding anything. After doing a drive-by and determining the lines were prohibitively long, she didn't even try that day. 5 days later, she decides to manage to buy vegetables, but meat is nowhere to be found, and I have paid about twice as much as I had just 5 months earlier, on June the 25th. She heads to a farmer's market, a luxury. I know the millions of Venezuelans can't afford the free market prices. It's illegal, but let me move this down. But flies all the same. After spending an hour picking out fruits, vegetables, and meat, I get in line to pay. But the internet system that links the debt card scanners to the banking sectors have crashed. This is very, very important, what she just said. And I'm going to tell you why after. I'm going to tell you why. Remember that. I'm going to say it again. The internet system that links the debt card scanners to the banking sector crashed. Half an hour goes by. There are now 30 of us waiting to pay. A couple of elderly men gave up. They put down the grocery bags and walked off. A few minutes later, I joined them. She gave up once more on July the 7th. Again, her day for staples. This time, after waiting a couple of hours in line, never even making it inside her local supermarket. One second, I have to pull up the rest of the page. One second. From Bloomberg. Sorry, you all, my Okay, let me move it down to where we were. Okay. Never. Oh, man. Missed that one second. Okay, so now. Says that on June 9th. Here we go. Thursday. My one chance of the week to buy staples, cooking oil, rice, laundry detergent at state prices. All Venezuelans are assigned 2 days of the week to shop at. Oh, I read that one. Let me move down. One sec. Sorry, y'all. Okay, here we go. Still, I drive by the supermarket in the morning to give them a quick look. Oh, nope, that's not it. Oh, man, it scrambled it. Hold one second. Okay, so it goes on. Still, I drive by the supermarket in the morning to give them a quick look. No chance. They're so jammed that there isn't even a spot to park. I keep going. My reporting assignment on this day will be take me to several parts of the city. So, of course, I'll be on the prowl for something, anything. I can take back to my two kids and eight-year-old boy and a 10-year-old girl and husband, Isaac. I step into a pharmacy. Isaac is running low on his cholesterol medication. His doctor has prescribed him the medicine. The store has neither. But wait, the pharmacist says there is a lab in India that just cut a deal with the government to supply the medicine here. The product... an anti-cholesterol pill. I don't like the idea of all of who knows what's in that stuff. Exactly. She said, I don't like the idealist because who knows what's in all of that stuff. But it's better than nothing. I figured that taking the risk and he'll run out of his medication. I grab four boxes. About midday, I swing by a bakery in search of bread. I'm greeted impatiently by a young woman. We're all sold out of bread at 5 p.m., senora. On my way out, I noticed a sign on the front door that I somehow missed on my way in. No bread. As I get back in my car, I realize I'm low on cash, and I head to a nearby ATM, and it's out of cash. She says money. But later, as my day unwinds, I stumble upon a little treasure, a local kiosk. I spot a generic lactose-based product. It's not quite milk. That's almost impossible to find, but it's worth a try. Maybe the kids will like it. I walk away with two bottles in hand and a huge smile on my face, and then she shows it. Now, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to stop it here just because of the interest of time. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Two very major important things here. When this economic collapse happens, the food is going to deteriorate even further, and people won't be picky about it at all. You're going to know that it's genetically modified. You're going to know that it's going to have the overall bio elements for this bio DNA attack that they're going to have on people. But you know what? The hunger pains will move you to eat it anyhow if you're not prepared. Why? Because we do that now. We do that now. They've contrived and they've tricked and hypnotized us into something that's not real for us to think that it is real and we think that it's real good for us. The other thing, did you hear when she said that the internet was down? I've always told you all, yes, invest in bitcoins, but do not have all your savings there, because at appropriate time is only something that you can own. It's not something that you can control. You need the internet in order for your bitcoin to work. Did you have it? Yes. But don't overextend yourself with it. Meaning, don't you rely on it regardless of how high it goes up. You need to have things that you can control. That's what the great creator gave you. Control of your free will. Listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Hit star, star. I'll see you in queue when we'll bring you up. When we come back, we're going to jump into any questions or comments that we may have. And we're going to continue this. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're going to jump right into some solutions or some of the things that you should be doing in protecting yourself. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I am your host, Dave from L.A., and what I wanted to do is I wanted to lay out the scenario, and we've seen some of the reasons why you need to be prepared and protection. The table of preparedness is what the show is about, and I want to jump into that really quickly. So, but if you have a question, a comment that you would like to make, definitely don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star, star. I'll see you in queue. I'm on the board. I'll see you. So the table of preparedness. Now, one of the things that food is a form of protection as well. Not only is it a necessity, not only is it money, but it's also a form of protection. Okay? Why is it protecting you? Because it protects you because if you have it, then you may not have to put yourself in harm's way to go get it. That's one of the reasons why it's so important that you prepare. When nothing is happening, you prepare for a storm when the sun is shining. You don't wait for the storm to come because then you're going to have to deal with the elements of the storm and everything that goes around it instead of you being sheltering yourself from the storm. This is what Tando Show really is all about, is really about sheltering yourself from the coming storm and then building yourself to see who you truly are and what you're truly capable of, what your inalienable abilities are that should never, ever be surrendered because it was given to you uniquely, sincerely, and that is yours to determine. Create your own heaven. Do not allow someone to create a hell for you to live in. So we got, okay. Scotty, did you want to add something? Okay, no, you just left it open. Okay, so what I want to talk about, so food can be our protection. Water can be a form of protection. But what I want to talk about now is that you should have an investment of a Bitcoin or so. You should have that because you can use that before things go awry and then get things because of its overall. Bitcoin is going to do very well, but it's still nothing that you can own. It's only something that you can own. You can't control it. Most people say, well, I don't want to control it. I want to own it. No, that is not the overall correct way to think about because you can't pass down what you own. Everything you own can be repossessed from you. What you can always do is pass down control that can never be taken from you. When you truly control something, there is no legal recourse against it. There is legal recourse against ownership. So, some of the things that we should be doing You should be acquiring precious metals and controlling that. Because this, the thing about that is that just as in Venezuela and just as in Greece, they have a very, very, they're having a very, very difficult time where they are forcing slave labor into the fields for producing a food. Well, their inflation is thousands and thousands of percent higher. Their overall currency buys nothing. They have very little of anything, and they have to compete against everyone else every day for the smallest, simplest things of life. And just magnify that by thousands of folds here in the U.S. Here's why the table of preparedness is so important. I don't care if you get 1, 2, 3, 4 ounces of silver. It will do you, it will provide so much protection for you. But should you stop there? Who would, you shouldn't stop, I had to chill. Who would stop there? You should not stop there. Let me tell you why. What you should be doing right now is taking what you get paid in slave wage and moving that into a savings of protection of your energy, your sovereignty. Here's how it works. People in Venezuela are using one silver coin or 1 ounce of silver to eat for multiple months. That's more than six. They are also able to, because they have that asset, now it offers them leverage to where they can position themselves in the economy, to where they can be a facilitator of the economy. They don't need the economy needs them. This is why the black market is ruling, and the black market has always ruled and always will. It's just at different times it's stronger than others. You will see how strong that black market is in this next paradigm of the untied states of America that we're going to be going through. But see, the thing is that by time you see it, because you didn't, if you didn't listen to your overall discerning spirit towards it, by time you see it, it's too late. You're going to have to rely on who you truly are. Not what the magician shows you, not what the magic trick shows you. And that takes you to move into things beforehand. We've been talking about this for so long because it takes time in order to change the overall direction for you to position yourself accordingly. But you do it, for me, I take the approach that I'm going to do it up until the very last second until I have to now go into my overall supplies of what I've been acquiring. Why? Because now I'm going to hopefully use those supplies to further my acts of saving because I'm going to leverage them even better. Remember when I talked about debt? Good debt and bad debt. You have to leverage debt for it to be good and to minimize its bad effects. If you don't do that, its bad effects will overtake you. And this is where we become impoverished, enslaved, and subjugated, and where we obey. This is where you become subject to the letter of the law. This is where you require civil rights. And not invoking your uninalienable, unalienable abilities. So we got a caller in queue. Want to go to this caller real quick. Welcome, caller from 315 area code. What is your name and where are you calling from and what is your question or comment?
Hi, this is Isha. I'm calling from Syracuse, New York.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Isha, what's happening?
Hey, nothing much.
How you doing, fam?
I'm good. I've just been listening and trying to keep up with everything.
I'm so glad to hear your voice. I thought that was the number, wasn't sure, but what's happening, sister?
Well, see, I have a question about
yes, ma'am.
Having the money in the bank. and tomorrow, you know, the debt ceiling. How can that affect, because, you know, people just got their taxes, so how can that affect us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got you. Man, I'm glad you, and this is why FAM is so important. And also, hit me up later, too, Isha. So important. And I'm going to tell you, because I had to do some banking myself today. And let me tell you what happened. Banker looked at me, and she said, you know, we changed our hours. I wasn't in my regular bank. I had to go to another bank, right?
Okay.
She says, well, we changed our hours. And I know this individual. She says, we changed our hours, and she's staring at me.
Mm.
And I said, okay. I said, okay, got you. She says, yeah, well, there are some places that haven't changed their hours. Like ones that have contracts with other, you know, like in grocery stores, they can't change their hours because their contract says that they're there. What was she saying? She's giving you clues that, yo, things are about to drastically change. They're not going to have the banks open as long. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a bank holiday. They've already sent out the letters where they can they told people that we could seize anything and everything in your account and never give it back to you until we deem it necessary, because it's not yours. You're under the Volcker rule. You're under Dodd-Frank. You don't have Glass-Steagall. Oh, you will have Glass-Steagall soon enough, but it's still something that's created by man. They're going to have it after the collapse. They're going to come back and say, we needed to fix the banking, and then this is what we're going to have now. But by the time they do that, they've already stolen everything that you had, all of your debt notes that you had. So this is what I suggest. You move, you maintain your overall debt obligations, maintain your quality of life, your standard of living. Cut back on your standard of living. Make disciplined choices. If you were going to go here or go there for some entertainment or relaxation, cut it out. Use that overall cash and leverage it into things that you are going to need. Remember, the sister in Venezuela said staples. You have to get staple goods.
All right.
You have to get staple goods in order to get to be able to manage through hyperinflation, which is going to happen, which is happening already. Now, I want you to also imagine the U.S. has military obligations throughout the world. All empires fall, and how they fall is that they send their military and they have they colonize other people in order to maintain the control of that. They have to send their military out there to hold their overall economic and political position, and that requires a large sum of obligations to them. And what are they going to do here in the United States? They're going to be sending staple goods to their overall troops throughout the world. And believe me, those supply chains are going to get sunk in the ocean. You're not going to use it, and the troops not going to get it.
Wow.
So
sounds like something
I would suggest
that happens.
Yeah, I would suggest that you be disciplined, get some of the things that you need for your family, food and all of the other, every family is different, your obligations, and get something that you can control. It doesn't matter if all you have is $20 or whatever, if you change that $20 into real money, and you change that into something that you can control, its intrinsic value is now under your possession, you've just done what you needed to do. And it's just like you. If you had 1 ounce of silver, it's just like you having comparable to somebody else that has thousands of ounces of it. It's just that you don't have the debt. You don't have the cash that they have, but you don't have the obligations that they have either, the debt obligations. So that's the key. Don't matter what it is that every person can do something. If you're short on cash, that's okay. Transfer your paper into coins, nickels particularly, nickels first, then quarters, then dimes and pennies. Transfer it, get out of the Federal Reserve note and get into a coin, even if it's not silver. Make sure it's one from here, though. You want to do it from here. So those are some of the things that you could do. Much love, sister. Man, definitely give me a call.
All right. I sure will.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, cool. We got a couple of other callers in queue. We got my man Mel, and then we're going to go to Tommy. Then we got another caller out of North Carolina. I want to get to these callers. Go ahead, Mel. Shoot.
Man, I just wanted to say peace. And I heard my sister Asa's voice, and I haven't heard her voice in a while. Just giving her props.
I know. It was always good to – right.
Yeah, man, that's all I wanted. Man, I'm kicking back listening. Take the next call.
Okay, cool. Peace. All right, so let's go to Tommy. Then we got another caller in North Carolina. Hold on. The North Carolina, let's go to T. I think, yeah, this is T. T, go ahead, brother.
Hey, what's up, Brother Dave?
What's going on, T?
Yeah, I'm doing good. You can you hear me decently?
Yeah. Oh, I hear you like you were here in Dallas.
Okay.
You know,
hey,
number six.
I'm looking forward to coming, man. Me, my pops, and my brother and another brother will be coming
on. Oh, man.
I'm definitely looking forward to kicking it with y'all, man.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that, definitely.
What I was saying, Brother Dave, and what me and my dad been on real heavy, and my brother, is putting assets into equipment. Equipment.
Yes.
That, you know, that is, you know, I mean, one form of asset, meaning putting these Federal Reserves into equipment, you know. If you are in a situation to where you have to live off of land and you're going to need tools, you're going to need equipment, you're going to need saws, you know, you got to consider how you're going to run. Are you going to have a little bit of gas here, solar energy here, you know, but the proper tools and the proper equipment is a big part of the preparation plan as well. And even if it's not some big, huge, expensive tool, I'm just saying the proper tool, if you feel me.
Man, Tommy, that is so true. And those individuals that have real skills, they have vocational skills. This is why it's so important. It's so important for us to be spending our time learning things that you can do. I'm going to tell you something. A dentist and a doctor won't ever have to buy silver and gold because they're going to be collecting it from people that are sick. And Tommy is absolutely right. But still, if you're a doctor, you still need to be buying silver and gold because things you don't know what condition you're really going to be in. You need to be protecting what you have. But Tommy is absolutely right. Certain things, bartering is going to be – the black market is huge in Venezuela and Greece. It's saving people. The people that prepared for it, when they went into this economic collapse with absolutely nothing, but see, they prepared for it and they saw where they became economically and they became community relevant immediately. And guess what? When this wealth transfer happens, their generations behind them will be wealthy beyond compare because of what they've done before the collapse happened.
Yes, sir. Let me ask you one more question. Let me ask you one more quick question before I go. You know, when you look at the concept with a lot of people living in subdivisions, you know what I'm saying, throughout the country, and, you know, the way these subdivisions are set up, one way in, one way out, I really can't see that type of living, you know, being advantageous. So for those who – You know, thinking, of course, in terms of getting a piece of property, a piece of land, you know, Brother David, that's definitely
right.
The point. But the idea of being in subdivisions, how you feel one can even best protect themselves in that situation, especially where I'm preparing with a group of people and we're going to be best suited when everything we prepared is brought together as opposed to me being in this subdivision and him being in that one. How you feeling on that?
That's exactly it. If you are in it doesn't matter if you're in subdivisions or if you're not in subdivisions, you are going to have to establish some alliances with some people. This is why one of the things on the 25th is so important. So the subdivision thing is that can be a benefit or that can be a real hindrance, a real hindrance. You're just like Tommy was saying with tools. There's a process to preparing. It's not just one thing. You don't just prepare for one thing. You don't just prepare for economic collapse. You don't just prepare for a hurricane. You try to prepare for all of the variables everything. You don't just prepare with one thing. You don't just prepare with food. You try to do as many things as you possibly can do. One of the things that you should be doing is establishing one of the most important things to preparing is establishing alliances with like-minded people. And Tommy is absolutely right. You have to be able to establish alliances from subdivisions to the country living. You still need to have alliances with people. Relationships is going to be everything because a relationship is how the black market works. Relationships. It's nothing more than relationships. You have this, I have this, boom. There's an exchange, and what do you want for it? What do you want for that? And there's so many things. And so within the subdivisions, there, and like Tommy said, this whole thing is made up on subdivisions. You have to look at where are some of the – how are the ingressing and outgressing – egressing trade routes? How are they bringing goods into that overall system? One of the things about this artificial intelligence system is that that's going to make it extremely vulnerable to the just-in-time delivery system because it's automated. It has no emotions. It has no real understanding of things. And they did that purposely so that when it fails, it's so fragile because it's all based off technology. So if you're out in the suburbs and subdivisions, you need to look at where are your immediate sources of resupply. How often, what kind of supplies will they be getting? You need to take all of this into account. And how are you going to protect what it is that you already have? And that is going to take relationships. So, man, great question, Tommy, as always, bro. So looking forward to next weekend, seeing you and collaborating with you, and that's some of the collective prudent things that we're going to be doing and talking about together at the seminar and after the seminar when we'll be meeting with the Tando Radio Show listeners that will be there. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. And I'm gonna text you after the show about something else I want to holler at you about. But yes, sir, bro.
Okay, cool.
I'm listening, and I appreciate it, brother. The knowledge you're dropping is A1, bro. A1.
Much love, much respect, Tommy. Looking forward to it. We'll talk soon. Next caller, we got area code 910. You're the last caller of the evening. What's your name and where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Dave, this is Brother Zion. Can you hear me clearly?
Zion, what's going on, brother? Yes, I can.
Nothing too much. I basically have any questions. I just wanted to call and say, you know, as always, I'm listening and absorbing all the information in like a sponge. And as always, you know, you're always knocking out the park with useful information. And, you know, I got a couple of other people listening now and, you know, I've been away building my dynasty, but, you know, I'm just letting you know that, you know, we're listening.
I know you are, Zion, and brother, I just want to thank you for you being who you are and what you bring to this show, man. And, you know, let's keep this all going. I'm actually hopefully we'll get to Carolina. I know I got to get to Carolina. You know, I have roots in Carolina. So we're going to try to put some things together, and then hopefully we can get the chance to actually meet. I hope to meet as many as Tando Radio Show listeners because we need each other. And yes. It's high time that we establish some grounded collective prudence where we are all relying on each other and we establish our own community. And the thing about it that's so powerful is that we're throughout the whole country. We're everywhere, and we're international as well. So I'm looking to establish those lines because that is going to be the key to everything. When we use our energy, whatever we create will exist. Let's create our own prosperity and share it among ourselves so that prosperity, we can reverse the prosperity that's been lost.
Much respect, Zion.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Yeah, go ahead.
Look, speaking of energy, I just want you to know that myself appreciate all the energy that you put in to you know, inform everyone about everything that we need to know. You, especially Scotty, and everybody who has a show to put out useful information. If people are not listening to shows that are on this platform, you know, then, you know, we need to get more people on. That's all I wanted to say. Peace and love, brothers. And y'all, you know,
peace, we always much love, here. Much respect, Zion. And we share that same sentiment about you. You're the reason why that we do this is because of you and everyone else that is a part of this network. Much love, much respect. Okay, everyone, we're gonna get ready to get out of here. I truly, truly appreciate. We can't leave. We got one more, brother Bragg. 2 minutes. Shoot,
hey, Dave. I just want to say yes, peace, David. This is for you and the family. Peace. That's it, baby. Vibrate, baby. Vibrate. Keep it rolling, baby. Man. You're doing your thing, no doubt.
Man, brother Bragg, so true. Vibrate. It's our vibrations is so true. Much love, much respect. Brother Bragg, hit me up too. I got to hit Mel, Tommy, but hit me up too. I got to hit Deb too. And so much love, much respect. We got to get ready to get out of here. I appreciate you all. You know who you are. Let's build this. We are throughout this whole country. Let's do what we can do. And that will be enough for the challenges that will be before us. We'll talk to you soon. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. And as Brother Bragg has said, your resonance and your overall vibrations is the key to it all. That's so true. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace. Black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.